Before we start the podcast, we want to take the time to say if you like us, please follow, like, comment on SoundCloud, sub, like, comment on YouTube, subscribe, rate, and comment on iTunes. It really helps us out and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime, and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the former prize queen himself, Aaron, and with me is the guy who can open the gates of Booty Lawn, Jay. Jay, how's it going?
It's going good, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. It's pretty well lit in this room now.
I know. It's so bright. It's crazy.
You can see everything. And it's awesome. I don't got to look into the darkness and assume that you're there.
I know. Right? Exactly. So, what anime are we going to be talking about today, Aaron?
We are talking about the hips and bust classic, Keijo, a.k.a. Hip Whip Girl.
I know. I saw that in the title, and I was like, huh, I wonder if that's like the Japanese title
or something. Yeah, so the Japanese title is Hip Whip. Well, the original title is Hip Whip Girl.
Okay.
And they changed it to Keijo.
Okay.
But Hip Whip Girl, I've always thought, better name.
Yeah, I think it is pretty good.
It should have been called Hip Whip Girl Keijo.
Yeah,
I feel, but
like in parentheses I don't know.
A subtitle.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you have the synopsis, Jay?
Yes, I do. And this comes from our buddies at Funimation. So welcome to the boob smashing, booty battling sport of Keijo, where girls take on girls with nothing more than their bounciest assets. I was going to say bootylicious assets or something. But it's bounciest assets. And that's all I have.
Yep.
But that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it.
And that's the sport.
Don't think too hard into it.
Yeah.
Don't think too much. And it's pretty good. All right. So, for the facts.
All right.
This anime was released in 2016.
Okay.
12 episodes. 6 OVAs.
There's OVAs?
Yeah, but they're little, like, teaching things. They're not real... anything like not real episodes.
Where can you watch them?
YouTube. I watched a few on YouTube. They're like whatever.
Okay.
It's a sports comedy ichi anime. The manga was done by Daichi Sorayomi, and he has done only before this the anime or the manga Momi Barashi, which is about an exorcist massaging demons out of women.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he hasn't, I think it ended in 2017, the anime or the manga, and he hasn't
the Keijo one.
Yeah. And he hasn't done anything since. Yeah.
Okay.
The studio was Xbec, and they've done classics such as Love Hina, To Love Ru, Negima, and Pokemon Origins.
Wow, Pokemon Origins.
Yeah, I really
a good
love,
one.
I really love that. It's like a bunch of harem anime, and then Pokemon Origins.
I wonder how they got that job.
I don't know.
Like, hey, you know that studio that did that Hip Whip Girl?
We need
them.
I know, my goodness. It was directed by Hideya Takahashi, and he's directed Fantasia Stella, Fukumiaki Noise, and JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Part 5.
Okay. Is that like the fifth season or something?
Yeah. Well, not the fifth season, but they have like 5 different big arcs in JoJo.
Okay.
And it's like 5 different generations.
All right. So
it's like the fifth generation. And this was licensed by Funimation. The music was done by Hideya Takahashi. And, they've done music for a Dragon Quest.
The video game?
Yeah, all the Dragon Quest video games.
From the NES to the...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The Shenmue series, Hellsing Ultimate, and my personal favorite, The World Only God Knows.
Oh, there you go. That's a good one. Very good one.
Yeah, the opening was Dream X Scramble by Ari, and the ED is Hip Girlfriends by the girls of Room 309.
Okay, so the main four.
Yeah. Okay, so the one thing I want to talk about the music is too good for this anime.
You know, it sounds to me like video game music, almost like the world only God knows.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
the like what I wrote down was it's very video gamey and it's also very visual novel-y. Yeah,
I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
But I honestly think the music quality, like I said, is too good for
the anime. Yeah,
yeah, itself. And when I saw the, you know, who did it, I was like, okay, that makes
total sense
of why the orchestra is so,
I mean, like Dragon good. Quest, oh my god.
Yeah, exactly. So this guy is like really, really good. No, this mm-hmm. person's really, really good. Yeah, the music, I mean, if the anime wasn't so outrageous, the music would be my favorite part.
Yeah.
Of this anime, but overall, like, the outrageousness.
Uh-huh. Definitely a highlight of this anime.
Yeah. The opening and endings are okay.
Yeah, they're fine. I like the opening better, because it's very fast, punkish.
That opening, I shouldn't say it's okay, because I get pumped every time that opening starts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my favorite line in that opening is at the beginning, and it's "Let's fighting."
Mm-hmm.
It's just like total English, and I love it. And then it's just super, super cool of watching, like, it's totally like shonen bait opening of,
oh yeah,
all right, here's all the bad guys, here's your good guys.
Yeah, here's the characteristics of all the good girls.
Yeah, and then
what they can do.
And my favorite shot near the end of the opening is when all of the girls are doing their ultimate moves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you see the one judo girl lifting up, giving herself the wedgie, and
yeah,
the one girl with the soft butt slapping her butt.
Yeah,
really cool. I really actually, the opening is really fun. And then the whole ending that has the story of them chasing around the swimsuits. Also really cute.
Mm-hmm. But the song for the ending is it's okay.
Yeah, it's fine by itself.
It's cool that the voice actors sang it, though.
Yeah, I always enjoy that. Do you have anything general you want to touch on before we...
Well, just a super general thing is how nonsensical this anime is. It's pretty great.
Man, if you can just drop the fact that they're fighting with their butts
and boobs.
It's so funny. Even if you take that account of it,
mm.
it's really good.
I bet you could like just listen to this anime and be funny.
And
like not even watch anything.
The writing mm-hmm. is just real funny.
I think the ADR director was Monica Real, right?
I don't think she was the ADR director, but she was the writer.
Okay,
she was the script writer.
Yeah, and I knew she was like something with the script.
Yeah, I think so. Someone adapted it, and then she wrote it.
Okay.
Or it's either that or vice versa. But she had a hand in writing it.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I just really love, especially in these Ichi animes, they just use different slang words for, like, boobs and
butt.
And
yeah.
butt.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
they just, like, they say tits, they say...
Tatas.
Tatas, yeah.
There's like every word you can think of, and mm-hmm. even ones that you like, I forget. Oh, I think someone said like tuckus one time for butt.
That's a good one.
I think that one made me mm-hmm. laugh. It's like real fun just saying like ass all the time.
Yeah.
Boobs all the time. It's just different.
In different ways.
Yeah, different ways of saying it, which is real, real fun.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, this dub in general is like very funnily written.
Yeah, it's definitely super fun.
How do you feel about the pacing of the anime?
It was okay. Not the best, but it was fine.
There was some points in the first half it felt like it dragged.
Yeah. Probably like during like the training arc, like with the turnips and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's probably like the slowest it got.
And then
for me at least.
Yeah, and I think I've mentioned it before. I really don't like when anime is like, oh, in this one episode, 4 months went by.
Oh, yeah, like, that happens.
Like, in the whole 12 episodes, I think a whole year goes by. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I think I would have liked them to have been, like,
at some school more
school time or practice.
Yeah,
because now like they're going from like amateurs. Like it doesn't seem like they learned anything like in 1 year. They don't have 1 year to get to prep and get ready. Mm-hmm. Also, shout out to like one of the only anime that takes place after high school. It's like called the.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They're basically 18 and older.
Yep.
One of the girls I think is 20. Mm-hmm. When the anime starts too.
Cool.
A
bunch of adults.
Yeah, I was always wondering. I was like, "Where's the other class?" Because I was assumed it was like a multi-year thing, and it's only like 1 year.
Mm-hmm. There's only two schools in all of Japan.
Yeah, and they only have one class each.
Yeah.
Well, I guess there's like a sub. There has to be like a subclass because like we never see any of the. Oh, we kind of see. Some of the girls who don't make it into the elite class, like when they're just eating, there's like nobody girls sitting there. So like you got to think there has to be some kind of like undercard Keijo.
Yeah, probably.
And this anime does my pet peeve of showing off really cool characters at the end
that we're never gonna see.
Never
again.
Gonna see. I was like, yo, that girl looks real cool. And
the
then,
girl with the fan.
Yeah, she was like sitting there drinking tea or something.
Yeah, all fancy.
Yeah, I was like, that girl looked like she'd be really cool to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was real dumb too when they introduced her. Like, oh, it's you girls, and they got
welcome
real excited.
To the team or something. Whatever they
I
said.
I would love to see, but it kind of sucks because. We never see these interaction with, like, all the girls.
Yeah.
And then, like, next time they meet, there's supposed to be this big thing of, oh, they were in class together now.
Now they're fighting each other.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think... I mean, I guess I'm thinking way too far ahead.
Yeah.
Because we're never going to see, unless we read it, but we're never going to see them actually have to fight their friends again. That I thought that was, like, a misstep. That would've been really cool to see. Especially, like, No, that's the girl with the... The soft butt.
Yeah.
I would like to see how she gets stronger over the time that they're away from each other.
Mm-hmm. And the branch that she's in is she's by herself.
Yeah, exactly. So I would love to see how that turned out for her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and it has my favorite. This anime does have my favorite archetype, but it doesn't use it, sadly. And that's the, or my favorite sport. My favorite sports. Archetype, and that's the newspaper / journalist characters who explain everything.
Oh, there you go.
And they're there. The journalists.
There's a journalist.
The
there.
Two journalist people, which I really skip ahead. I think they're really underutilized. I would have loved to see more of of them.
It seemed like when we saw them at the beginning that they were going to be important somehow, but they like were there at the beginning.
And they're at the end,
and they're at the end.
Yeah, very, very. Maybe
I believe was the guy reporter? Was he the coach for Bamboo Blade? The teacher?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I thought the voice sounded familiar.
Yeah, he's still working for him. I don't think he's a famous voice actor, but he's. I know Funimation uses him a lot. Okay, so let's. Do you have anything? Do you have any negative?
No, negative. I have one more general, and that's just all the different arenas that they get to fight on is pretty cool.
Yo, so I had no idea that there was like different.
I know. I thought it was going to take place all on just those.
The regular island.
Yeah.
Or like a variation of the island.
Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite one?
Probably the castle.
The Japanese castle. That was actually pretty cool. I thought that was a dumb stipulation of it would sink.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I thought the final one was just going to be the top of the castle where it's just like the 2x2 plank. That's what I thought it was gonna be.
Oh, okay.
But it ended up just being a flat surface that was actually
Because like the building like what it started sinking and then it turned.
Yeah.
And then it became flat at the end.
So I thought it would be really more cool if it was just like I said, like a balance beam.
Yeah.
Which she would have the super advantage because she's a gymnast. And being on that. That really sucks that we never really get the main character's
background.
Like, I had to look it up that she was actually going to be a gymnast.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Noizumi. She was going to be a gymnast, and she was scouted to be on, like, the Olympic team.
Yeah.
But then the Olympics don't make you money, and Keijo does.
Yep.
So she became a Keijo player.
I mean, we get, like... We don't know. They never say it outright in the anime, but she does do like a bunch of like flips and stuff, especially like at the beginning when she with all the people around.
I think it's Nagisa, the one teacher, the former prize queen.
Yeah.
Mentions like, oh, with your background in gymnastics.
Oh, yeah.
It lets you do different, twerk your body in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sucks that we never really, that's like the only inkling we get that that's what she used to do.
Yeah.
I guess we kind of get not a similar plot line, but with what's her name? The judo girl.
Oh, I have it right here.
Sayaka. With Sayaka.
Yeah.
Her and the other girl who's knocking on her because she quit judo.
Yeah.
I guess we kind of get that same plot line if you knew that Noizumi actually quit. Like, she just quit because...
Yeah.
She's a quitter. She wanted money.
She wanted more money, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Alright. And then the one thing that kind of leads into cinematography and art is... the animation's real janky sometimes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
In here. Don't look too hard at points, because sometimes their faces look kind of janky as well.
I have one, like, really ugly thing that I... the CG in this anime is kind of pretty bad.
Yeah.
The one thing that like comes to mind when I'm thinking of CG was the Jungle Gym land.
That's what I was going to say right now.
It looked the so bars. Ugly. And yeah. Not only the bars, the water also looked... it looked like Jell-O almost. I was like, what the heck is this? This is ugly.
Yeah, you can see the penny pinching that went on there. So speaking of ugly, but actually very pretty, the character designs of this anime...
Yeah, the girls are cute. Very cute.
Yeah. A lot of cool designs for every girl.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite design being Rin.
Rin is
the blue hair girl.
Okay, your favorite character.
Yeah,
going skipping a little bit ahead.
Yeah,
of my favorite character as well.
The one that gets the animal ears.
Yeah,
in her hair.
I put like fox ears.
When she goes fast.
Mm-hmm.
I think that little design choice of her ears like that was really cool.
Yeah.
Same thing with, I forget her name, but they call her Usagi because she has the little rabbit ears.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The one that really likes the number one girl.
Yeah. Her design's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
What else can we say? Everyone else looks pretty okay. Looks normal.
Yeah. A lot of them look... like they'd probably be in other anime or something.
Yeah, exactly.
But those two are definitely the most unique, I would say.
And then, was it Hanabi? Kawaii Hanabi?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Her design's also really, really cool.
That's the short hair purple girl, right?
Yeah. And she has like the flowers in her eyes.
Yeah. It's like they're like sparkles almost.
Yeah. Really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cinematography, do you have anything? I think the battle scenes are shot very, very well.
Yeah, I guess so. But again, the battle scenes are kind of janky.
Yeah, I can see. It's like a mix of like well-edited.
I would say not the fighting itself is good, but their special moves are really good. Yeah. That's what the stuff that's shot really well is the special moves.
The first time you see Hanabi use her hip whip attacks.
Yeah.
I love that scene's really like that scene. I think sets up the whole anime very well to how weird and how crazy this series is going to be, because it's like Noizumi is like, she's like between a rock and a hard place.
Uh-huh.
And then like Hanabi like flips over her and falls, and she goes, oh, so you need a little help, let me help you out. And she just walks over to the girl, and then all of a sudden the girl just falls to the ground.
She's like so fast.
Yeah.
She's like twisting their neck or something with her butt cheeks or something.
No, what it is...
Oh, it her boobs?
No, it's her hips. But what she's doing is she's giving them a concussion.
Oh, yeah.
She's hitting them so hard in the chin that it rocks their brain.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like a footballer. But like a football player getting hit.
Oh, okay.
But I guess the better a better thing would be a boxer getting hit in the chin.
Okay.
It's just rocking your brain.
Yeah.
And
just
knocking you out.
Just completely, like, fall over.
Yeah. So it's very intense.
Mm-hmm.
And then that fight's actually really cool, where Hanabi, like, dodges out of the way. And as she dodges, she brings her hips up and hits Noizumi mm-hmm. at the same time to get in the win.
Yeah.
Really, really cool.
Yeah. And that fight also, it kind of adverts your expectations, because it kind of brings Kawhi as, like, a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
But they end up being, like, really good friends.
Yeah, that's
it's like, really, it's a really cool thing about this anime. Is like, not, like, yeah, there are, like, some rivals and stuff, but in the end, everybody's friends.
Like, they're on the same team. That's why I would have loved to see more. Like, maybe if more this friction. Anime was a more longer.
Yeah.
Like, because I think it happens in the first 4 months. If it was, like, Team 309 getting up and, like, earning everyone's respect.
Uh-huh.
And then fighting to get into the placements.
Yeah.
Like, give us, like, 3 or 4 episodes where they're actually fighting and then bonding as well. Because then once they get in, everyone's like, okay, you're cool.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to the training camp. Let's go to Kyoto.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really get a lot of bonding. And, like, to me, it doesn't really make sense, because these people are set up to be the villains of the first arc. And then all of a sudden, once they're beat, okay, well, let's move on.
Yeah, let's go to Kyoto or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Start training in the water. In the river.
The river. That one is really cool.
the sticks?
Yeah. I would love to see, like, oh, like, there's a lot of cool stuff you can do with Keijo, getting off a little bit off track. Like, I would love to see, like, a Keijo player with, like, no arms.
Okay.
So it's, like, their whole life, like, and they're born without arms, or, like, maybe their arms are taken away from them at an early age.
Yeah.
So they're used to using their torso in different ways.
Okay, yeah.
And so, like, that, it's kind of like the whole Dark Knight / Bane thing of, you know, you had to learn to not use your arms. You know, I wasn't born with them.
Yeah,
so she has that little bit of an advantage against everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that would be real cool. I don't know if that is a thing in the manga, and I hope it is.
I don't think there is. There is.
But it'd be pretty, like, pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Or, yeah, that would definitely be interesting.
Yeah, or she was, like, another athlete in another sport and, like, lost a limb or something. Like, lost her dominant arm or did something and then became a Keijo player.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, it'd be really, really cool.
Like a soccer player or something.
That'd be really cool. Like, that's how she's fast. She's a soccer player.
Uh-huh.
Well, soccer players don't use their hands anyway. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Or maybe she's, like, a goalie.
Oh, maybe.
And then...
Well, you don't use your arms in Keijo, so...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why she would get an unfair, not unfair advantage, but she's used to not using her hands or anything, her arms. And so she has, like, more of her strengths are in different places.
Yeah.
That'd be really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do you have any other cinematography things you want to mention? No?
Not really, no.
Oh, yeah, I guess I can go into my... There's a lot of cool scenes I want to talk about that... Not really
cinematic, but they're cinematic.
They're really just cool shots.
Yeah, like favorite moments.
Yeah. All right. So, do you want to go least favorite first? I only have one.
Yeah, I have only one too.
Mine is the East teacher.
The
teacher of the East.
The one with the white shirt.
Yeah, she's okay. I don't really have a hated character.
Yeah.
But she was okay. She was probably my fill-in. Her and, I guess, the girl who was talking crap to Sayaka. I guess those two.
The one from the other school?
Yeah.
Okay. I actually put the main character, Noizumi. Yeah, because I feel like she's this very, like... well, one big thing that I really find annoying is that when she talks, it's almost like she's talking into a megaphone. And it's, like, very loud.
Yeah, I can see that.
But that's not really a character thing. It's more of like a, I don't know, like a directing thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I found that very annoying. But, well, that's like the most, like what I find most annoying about her.
Yeah, I think most of the characters are like, eh.
Yeah.
They're not, this is not like a real character-oriented anime, I feel.
Yeah, definitely not.
It's more of like fan service slash look at these cool moves.
Yeah, anime. Exactly.
I actually put, so for underutilized, I put Noizumi as mine. Just because like I know how, I looked up her origin. Her origin is really cool. I feel like they just did her very wrong. Like they just made her into a generic sports shonen hero. Oh, yeah,
definitely. Just like a cut and paste kind of run of the mill character that you'd find in any anime.
Yeah, any sports anime.
Yeah, definitely.
I also have Mio, which that's the top tier, the best student girl, the blonde girl.
Okay, yeah. As an underutilized?
Yeah. I would have loved to see her actually fight people.
Yeah, because like, she's like playing around with everybody.
Yeah, like even when she's like with the twins, like she's playing around with them.
For a very long time.
that scene is actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, we never really get to see her fight seriously. I would love to have seen her fight seriously.
Okay. For me, for my underutilized, I have Saya, which is like the samurai girl with the white headband.
Yes, and I also have her as mine. It's really sad that we only get to see her
fight once.
Yeah, and at the end, and it's like this one girl that we like. She even gets her like character introduction, screen.
Yeah,
like when we see her the first time in that fight, and she looks so cool.
Yeah, she was super cool. I know. In the manga, she actually becomes friends with Kawai, the
Hanabi,
purple, the purple hair girl. Yeah, Hanabi. So, because they're in the same branch, I think.
Branch.
Yeah, once they leave. So, they end up becoming good friends. Yeah,
but she's so cool. I wish she would have more been in
the anime. Yeah, definitely.
All right, so favorite.
And I still have one more unutilized, and that's the blonde teacher. I thought she was cool. The one that like, was teaching them like the more, like the actual classroom stuff.
Oh, she's like in
the,
there.
Like the history teacher, almost.
The boobology and I forget what the boob name was, but yeah.
Boobology.
No, it was boobology and hip something or tit something.
Yeah.
I can see that. The other underutilized character, and this is because it's so like brunched together, is Nagaisa. It's the former beauty queen teaches her how to use the vacuum butt cannon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like she's underutilized. I would love to see, like, just lean in more into the sports trope.
Yeah, exactly.
Of, you know, the master who had to bail because their body gave up on him.
Using the vacuum butt cannon. Yeah, yeah.
Which is, like, the really really cool thing about it. I would have loved her to be a more central character to it.
Yeah.
Not a minor, which she is.
Yeah.
All right, so favorite characters.
Yeah.
I have Sayaka. I have basically the two girls out of the...
Yeah, the judo girl.
Yeah, the judo girl and then Non, I really like.
Yeah, Non is also very good.
Her very cute accent that she has.
You better skedaddle. Yeah. I wish they would use that accent more.
Yeah, I wish she would lapse into her thing more.
It's like a panicked mode, right? Like
yeah.
When she talks like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super cute.
I love it. And then did you watch the Dragon Maid dub or sub?
Dragon Maid?
Yeah. I don't remember. It was a year ago now.
I think I watched the sub.
So Non's voice actor is Kobayashi. She's Toru's voice actress.
Okay.
So it's very funny to hear her talk like that. And it's a good accent too.
Yeah,
I thought.
I also put like Hanabi Kawai. She's also very cool. I think both of our favorite is Rin. Right?
Rin, yeah, she's very very cool.
Yeah, very cute.
And then I also put the mage girl from the other team. I didn't get her name.
Is it the one with the mask?
Yeah, the one with the mask.
Yeah.
I thought when I first seen her. I was like, yo, she's super cool.
She's wearing a mask and she has cards coming out of her butt.
Yeah. That's my favorite scene. Like, why are cards coming out of her butt?
I thought she was, I think her like little technique that she uses is kind of cheating.
Yeah, I actually thought she was going to have like more crazy tricks. I thought that was going to be like one of her tricks.
Yeah.
And I thought as soon as that was found out, she's going to have more. Yeah. But it's just that one. And that was kind of disappointing. She just
has oil on her boobs. That's it. Yeah.
But she's really cool designed.
Yeah.
I thought I was most excited for her to see her fight.
Yeah, me too. When I first saw her as well, it's like, oh, it's the girl from Gundam. she's in Kaito.
Oh my god. All right. So, do you have any other favorite characters?
No, you pretty much went through all of them that I had.
All right. I have some. I just forgot. I forgot who they are on my thing.
Okay.
Oh, I think it's Maya. Maya is the green hair girl. The girl that, they fight at the end. That
isn't she blonde?
I think she's green. She's green, isn't she?
No, I think she's blonde. And then what she transforms into her
is white, isn't it?
Gray.
Or gray. Are you sure it's blonde?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's green, but I don't know.
Whatever, Maya.
The last girl. Her name's Maya. She was really cool. I thought. She's a nice addition.
Yeah, definitely cool.
Alright, so let's go least favorite moments.
Okay. Well, I already talked about this, but the fights kind of look weird and awkward when it's not like a special attack or anything like that. When they're just like swiping their butts and swiping their boobs. It doesn't look that all that great.
Yeah, it looks real janky. The one thing I didn't really like, and this is super like nitpicking, but I don't know. I never felt a team vibe from everybody.
Okay.
Like, especially from the girls from like 309. Like, they were kind of like a team together.
Yeah.
But I really wish we would have got more episodes of them bonding.
Yeah.
Them becoming like a unit. Uh-huh. Other than like one episode is like bonding, next one like, oh, next time we're gonna do the promotions, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, whatever. And then like once the promotion's over, like they really stop hanging out with each other and they gotta start integrating every like all the other characters.
Yeah.
I feel like this anime would have benefited from like, I don't want to see 24 episodes. Like, I'd like to see how it would have been paced with 24 episodes.
Okay, yeah.
Because it felt really crunched into these 12, I feel. Yeah.
They were still introducing characters, like, well into, like, episode 10, 11, 12.
I would love to see a second. Like, I want to see how more. It's really outrageous now. Yeah. I want to see how you step it up from where it is now.
Like with a season 2?
Yes, exactly. Any other least favorite moments?
No, that's all I really had because everything else, it seems fine to me. Like, just like the dialogue itself is very funny. And
yeah. So one of my favorite scenes.
Okay. I have a few good ones.
I have some really great ones. One of my favorite scenes is the one I got really jazzed up. Was Noizumi going Super Saiyan.
Okay, yeah.
And after like the light goes away, like her headband is like around her neck,
scarf. Yeah.
And that reminded me of Ryoko from Kill la Kill.
Mm-hmm.
When she loses Senketsu and she only has the scarf left.
Oh yeah.
She
yeah.
ties it up. That super reminded me of that. But then the lines uttered like, oh, you think like an outfit change is going to make you stronger?
One of my favorite moments has to do with that. It's actually what makes her go Super Saiyan is the boob acupuncture. Not acupuncture. It's like pressure points. The boob pressure points. I thought that was so hilarious. It was like, oh, so stop. Let me do something real quick. And then
boop.
And then all of a sudden she has power.
That's so cool. Oh, the other one was really cool. Did you get what Maya, like why she was so powerful? Like why she could break stuff?
Oh, her power?
What it was?
No.
She was pushing her chi. She's focusing her chi through her through her body. So that's why I thought it was real cool that she's just blowing chi out her butt.
And boobs.
Yeah. So it's really, really cool.
Yeah. It's funny that like that outcast like she made her an outcast at school. You like feel kind of bad for her. Like she has this interesting power, but
I like how she didn't even originally use it for Keijo. It's just like she was touching things.
Yeah, and they blow up
and blowing up because she was pushing her chi through. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen that in real life. That'd be pretty terrifying. I feel.
Yeah. I think a lot of people would be like, "Oh my god, that's so cool! Here, push this thing." Like, okay. Look at it, look at it go. It's going all the way over there.
Oh, I think so. One of the girls I forgot to mention, and I forget her name. I wrote it down earlier, but I totally forgot. But it's the girl with the Cerberus.
Oh, okay, yeah. The headphones girl.
Yeah. I thought she was really, really cool. And one of my favorite scenes is when they're both charging their final attack on the land.
Oh, yeah.
And they're both just like circling each other. Mm-hmm. I thought that seems really, really cool. And then just the vacuum butt cannon in general.
Oh, yeah.
Doing all the flips and stuff. I thought it was really, really cool.
Yeah, really cool wind-up to that move. All right, so one of my favorite moments. Okay, so the one that I thought of before we started recording was when the girl that does the massages, the scanning hands.
Uh-huh.
During her fight at the end. She was like remembering like all the massages that she did, and then all the girls were like in the top balcony, and they all showed her their butts there.
Oh,
I was like,
she's like, "Oh, girls, I love that."
I thought that was so funny. I was like, "What the heck is?"
and then speaking of that scene, just the whole reference to fate.
Yeah,
that I told you about it before we started, and you're like, "Oh, like you knew right away when I said it."
Yeah.
So it's like the Gilgamesh weapon scene from Fate. Oh, it's so cool. If in the opening you can see it too, that she does it a little bit, or you can see the portals, but not anything coming out.
Uh-huh.
And when I first seen that, I was like, yo, is that a Fate reference? Because then like she never uses that attack up until that point. So mm-hmm. I was like, oh, maybe it's just a little funny reference in the opening.
Or it's just something about her scanning.
Yeah. And then it shows it in the anime, and I lost it. I laughed so... I think that might have been the funniest thing I see in the anime. And there's a lot of actual funny parts in this anime.
Yeah, definitely. The nipple toss was also pretty good.
Yo! That was really cool.
She's using her judo skills to.
I like using her dad shoulder like, throw.
Yeah, her dad was like all hyped, like, oh, that's a judo technique. She's using it with her boobs, though.
That's so funny.
Again, I would not want my daughter to play Kaijo.
I know, right? I kind of like how it's played as a like Kaijo's actually played
like a really serious
like a serious sport.
Yeah. You'd think, like, in the real world, it would only be guys at the competition or, like, watching.
Yeah.
But in the anime, everybody's watching.
Everyone loves it.
There's kids and stuff.
Like, one of my favorite things about it is, especially with that scene, so how it's played so seriously is the reason why he hates Keijo isn't because of how...
It's not because of the sport.
Yeah. It's not because of the sport. It's not because it's not taking advantage, but it's like a lewd sport. It's lascivious. It's because she's not playing or she's not doing judo.
Yeah, that's the only reason he doesn't like it.
Yeah, that's why I love this anime as it really struck that battle anime just battle sport itch, like a Ice Shield 21.
Okay, yeah.
Kind of thing. Just like, crazy.
Yeah, like powers and stuff.
Yeah. All right. Do you have any other favorite moments you want to mention?
All right.
My favorite.
The thing that made me laugh the most, and it's not even a super obvious thing that happens, but it's when after Kyoto, they go to where they're going to have the big fight or whatever. I think they might even... I think it was the school that they went to, like the other girl's school, the other school. And then they saw this sign that said like, no trespassing when they're like, whatever. And they trespass because the lady's like talking crap about the school. Right.
Mm.
And so, Noizumi like comes in, like she's gonna about to fight the teacher or something. And Maya stops her with her butt.
Oh, yeah.
I laughed so hard because, like, no, you're not going to use your hand like any other person.
Yeah.
Like, hey, stop. You're trespassing.
She just throws her hips.
She just throws her hips right in front of her.
That's actually pretty funny.
I thought that was so hilarious.
Or it's a Mio kicks up that sandstorm with her boobs.
Oh, yeah.
Too, in that scene.
And then the twins stop it.
Going back to Underutilized, I really would have liked to see the twins fight seriously because they look really, really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I know the one team that jumped into each other's swimsuits. Oh. Like, that scene was pretty funny. That was really good. That was cool.
They did the transformation. Like, I feel like that would, like, hinder their performance, but...
Like, oh, they're doubly as strong. It's so... I love battle anime just because it's so stupid like that. I don't know, like, an Ichi battle anime like that sounds so fun to write. Yeah. In that world. But yeah, I would love to see those twins actually fight people and see how they fight.
Yeah.
All right.
Because they were just played with the whole time, and exactly. And then they just fell over.
All right. So, anything you want to mention before we end the wrap up?
I mean, it was a good time.
Yeah, I will say something very controversial right now, and this was my favorite sports anime that we covered.
Oh my god, that makes me mad, Aaron.
No, goodness, this is my
out of all the sports anime we've covered.
This might be my favorite. This might be my favorite. God. It's so good.
We're not friends anymore.
I know. Well, this goes on the Haikyuu level of sports anime. No. It's like Haikyuu's like right here, right? I know it's good, but it's like right here. It's like maybe right below it. No, I had so much. I had more fun with this anime than I thought I was gonna have. Maybe it's because I came in with like super low expectations, and they were really exceeded, and I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
All right. So, accessibility.
It's not very accessible. It's not going to be for everybody, yeah, obviously. Yeah,
it's not for everybody.
I mean, it's basically a fan service anime, and there's a lot of talk of boobs and butts.
Yeah, if you can get over that.
It's fun.
It's fun. It's a fun anime. Mm-hmm. Like, don't take it too seriously.
Yeah, definitely.
And then you can find it on Crunchyroll. No, Funimation.
Funimation.
Funimation, the dub and the sub.
Mm-hmm. Rewatchability.
I would.
I'm fine with this.
I would. I know. I would rewatch it. Down the line, I feel. Okay.
And is there anything that you would change?
Yeah, like I said, I would actually make it longer. I would like to see more character development and team development in it.
I would say better CG, or maybe no CG.
I wouldn't mind. Those two, if I got better,
yeah,
development,
but that's like budget things, and we always try to like, we probably shouldn't touch say
on budget, yeah, right?
Because a budget will like help any anime, probably. Yeah.
But better writing,
Writing wouldn't.
Yeah, better character writing, I guess, would be. Better.
Oh yeah, yeah,
a better thing.
More character development would have been nice as well.
Would have been real nice.
More, like you said, more bonding between the girls.
I think I mentioned it in the last podcast, but what we see is like chapter 20.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like it starts. We miss a whole 20 chapters of the beginning of like all the setup and stuff.
Yeah,
and I would love to have seen that those beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jay.
Moment of truth.
Moment of truth. What do you rate it?
This is a niche recommend.
Oh man,
has to be.
I know. I hate it. I hate that it has, like, you're kind of right. It kind of has to be a niche recommend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm breaking the rules.
And just say
it's a high niche recommend.
Yeah.
It's like, I really.
That's an existing.
A high niche.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I can't just blanket. There's the whole thing of a niche recommend. I can't just, like, blanket recommend this to somebody.
Yeah.
If I met a random person said, oh, you have an anime podcast, what do you recommend? I'm like, oh, I highly recommend Keijo. I would never do that.
Yeah, exactly.
But if I knew a friend and somebody who I knew their taste,
I'd be like, hey, you should check out Keijo. Like, yeah. I would honestly recommend Keijo to somebody. So, yeah, a niche recommend it would have to be, I would say. High niche, if okay. it was.
You know what I just thought of right now? What if Monster Musume was a sports anime?
Dude. What did we get? Did we give Monster Musume a niche recommend? I don't remember.
We had to have given it a niche recommend.
That's also a niche recommend, but that's also one of those things.
That's
of,
also a very high niche recommend.
Yeah, a very high niche recommend. Like, if you know somebody who's okay with all that stuff, like, hey, you need to check out Monster Musume, because it's real good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but high niche recommend.
Okay.
All right, Jay, now that we're done bumping butts, what do you have for us next week?
So
what do we have?
We have, yes, it's a mutual pick.
Yeah.
And I've already started watching it, but we're watching Free.
Is it Free Owatobi Swim Club?
I think it is. Yes, that's what the first season is called.
Yeah, Owatobi. Mm-hmm. Owatobi Swim Club. Free. And we are doing the first season, I'm sure. So
maybe the second season, depending on how things go with the first season, but definitely the first season.
Yeah, I know you said you saw how you liking it. Spoilers for the next podcast. How do you feel about it so far?
It's cool. The characters are nice. There's definitely one character I really like, and he reminds me of a lot of the effeminate guy characters that we've covered, like in Masamune-kun's Revenge.
That's the one character I thought about. Real quick.
It's exactly the same person.
This is the
pretty
cute,
much just swimming.
The Shota.
Mm-hmm.
The Shota character, cute Shota character.
Yeah.
I hear the girl is a Fujoshi.
Right? Yeah. the girl is the manager. She's the manager.
Manager. Oh my goodness.
And
I'm so excited.
She just loves all the, she's like always fawns over the guy's biceps.
I feel like she's the source of the comic relief, probably.
Yeah. And what's funny is, like, one shtick about the whole anime is that the guys have girly names, and the manager, she's a girl, and she has a guy name. Her name's Go.
That's so cool.
And she gets mad when people, because she likes to be called Ko. But
her name is Go. Isn't it like one of the guys named like Hinata or something?
I think there's Nigasa is one of them. I don't remember.
That's a strong gimmick though. Yeah. That all the guys have girls' name.
One of the problems that they face in the three episodes that I watched is they needed a fourth member to make it an official club, right?
No, please don't tell me. Go on.
The only reason that they find a guy that they really want, but the reason that they want him is because he has a girly name.
Well, no, he doesn't have a girly name.
No, he does.
Oh, so they wanted somebody with like a regular name?
No, they wanted somebody with a girly name.
Yeah, but he had a guy name.
No, he has a girly name, and that's why they want him.
Oh, and that's why they wanted him. Okay, I thought you were saying they found somebody, and then they didn't want him because he had like a regular name.
That would have been good.
That'd been pretty strong gimmick. Like, oh, he can swim the butterfly real good. Oh, what's his name, though? Oh, it's Makoto. Not Mikoto? No, just Makoto.
No, I think there's a Makoto in
there. Yeah, Makoto, right?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, we're watching Free.
Check it out.
Yep.
Next week.
Buff guys. Makes me want to work out.
There you go. Watch them cut through the water.
Yeah, swim like a dolphin. That's what they actually say that. And the guy has a toy of a dolphin.
Also, shout out, I forget his name now, and then feel sad for not remembering his name. The guy who directed Haruhi, he also directed this as well.
Oh, yeah. Shout out, Sam.
Forget his name. Shout out. All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Yep. If you like us, follow us on SoundCloud. I saw that a couple people gave us 5-star reviews on iTunes, so yes. Thanks to you. To those guys.
Yeah, we're reading them. We appreciate all the good reviews. Keep them coming. Remember, if you want us to review something, go ahead and leave it. I know we still need to do Assassination Classroom. That's coming up soon.
Probably December or maybe late November.
Probably not even November because we're in the... November will be our...
October.
No, October is another theme month.
Yeah.
So November, that'll probably be in there, I would guess.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, if you want us to check out anything, any recommendations, any deep cuts that you might not think that we know about, leave them in the comments.
Yeah, I would love to know about any kind of deep cuts that you guys know about.
Oh.
And like doing this podcast, we like look up a lot of weird anime.
I found the greatest deep cut anime. And I don't even want to mention, I don't even want to pitch it to you. Okay. I just want to bring it up whenever it comes to it. It's amazing. I was so excited. Like, and I told my friends about it, and they goes, oh, new anime is weird. I was like, no, this is from 2012. It's so cool.
They thought it was a new anime?
Yeah, they thought it was like a new anime with like a weird gimmick. Uh-huh. The gimmick is like super weird. And I was like, no, this is anime is from 2012, and there's two seasons.
Oh my God.
And it's so cool, and it's so janky, and I really want to watch it.
All right. We'll probably watch that in November.
Yeah, that'll probably be the November anime. I'm really excited to check it out. Yeah. And it's anime I had never heard about or had never seen
anything about
until I had found it. And this is back.
How'd you find it?
I think it's a it's either something that he directed.
Oh, from this anime?
From this anime.
Okay.
It's either something that directed or something that the studio had worked on.
Okay.
I forgot how I found it. It must have been something that the director directed, because like I had clicked on it and read it, and I was like, yo, what the hell is this? Yeah, I really want to check it out.
Okay.
So yeah, leave 5 stars.
Definitely leave a comment. Leave it on SoundCloud or YouTube, what have you.
iTunes.
Yep.
Check out the YouTube. Videos are going up.
Yep, and we're going to be doing some recording today as well.
Yeah, maybe a boss battle or two. Let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
And that's it, guys. I hope you enjoyed.
Yeah. Stay, what anime did we watch? Oh, stay hip-whipping.
Stay hip-whipping, girls and guys.
Caught my swimsuit on her erect nipple!